بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حلال is clear and haram is clear. That is what we know as halal and haram is clear. Wine, you know, swine, you know, gambling, you know, interest, we know about it, zina, we know about it. So all these are things that man knows. And what is halal, what is haram, that also we know. Namaz, haram, we know about it. Roza, zakat, meat which was slaughtered right away, halal, fish is halal. So things that are halal, we know about, and things that are haram, we know about them as well. So shaitan gets man in two ways. One way that he gets man is he gets him in things that are of a mutashabihat nature. Mutashabihat means there are proofs for and proofs against. So if it is something, then there is a proof for it being right and there is a proof for it being wrong. Now here the person gets caught by shaitan. For example, now you've got a phone, right? So there is a proof for the phone is right. You want to communicate, you want to be talking, right? You want to be doing your business. So there's a reason for it being right. But there's a proof for it not being right as well, because of the stuff that it contains. Sometimes good videos, movies, on, sometimes the sites are not right. What is being discussed on the site, sometimes that is not right. So, look at it, just say the word on Christian, just to make you understand what's the wrong means. So, one alim is asking that so and so is like a personality, people recognize him, and he did so and so wrong. Met up with a Jewish rabbi, whatever. So and so, and he did so and so wrong, right? So on his phone he's got a group of his class. So he showed the class that this is the wrong that has been taking place. So the class responded that you are spreading fitna. Why are you causing an exciting trouble? Now this thing becomes two-sided. One side is a wrong that's taking place, and if you look at it from another perspective, then if you want to be talking about it, then you want to be creating a front against that alim. Right? So, when you want to be talking about it, right? So you think that you are doing right because you're talking out against him. And you look at it from the other side as though you are stirring up and inciting trouble. So this becomes a fitna. Someone will say that you're stirring up trouble. So the question that I asked yesterday, or the day before. So I answered in this way that if a wrong is taking place openly, then it needs to be corrected openly. The Haram Sharif Imam makes a mistake, in place of two rakat headed, three rakat, will secretly correct him openly. Openly, right? Mistake was done openly. You won't say now he's the Haram Sharif Imam, so therefore he mustn't be corrected. you're correcting it. Or for example, the Haram Sheikh Umar came in and there was a patch of blood on the back of his kurta, which he didn't notice. Big patch of blood. He didn't notice. It was there. I came up to the Musalla. Are you going to correct him openly or secretly? So why? Because the wrong is evident, the wrong is clear. So you correct him and you correct him openly. So any sin that is being done, and done openly. As I share with this, Muhammad Zakariya Sadr, he says, the temperatures were soaring in Delhi and had to land. Going to 55, 60 degrees, extreme heat. So I was on the platform and was feeling extremely thirsty. So the first shop I saw, they were selling something like water, cold water or something. So I went up, saw some good bottle. So I thought maybe it's soda or it's a cold drink. I was feeling extremely thirsty. So a Sikh that was owning that shop, he blankly refused, not selling it. Ma thought to himself, perhaps he thinks that I'm dressed so simply, I may not have the money for that. So I showed him, I see, there's a 200 rupee note. No, I'll put Bechnani, I'm not selling it blankly. So now he's feeling that he's got a bias because he's Muslim and he's Hindu. So, because of that, he's got a bias. Just then, his friend met him and he asked him, why is he so biased towards this? No, it's not biased. Isn't he selling liquor? Because you can't read Hindi, it's written in Hindi, their language, and you can't read it, right? So, therefore, you think it's a cold drink, and therefore, you want to buy the thing. And it is Allah Ta'ala that has protected you. So now, that wrong is open, when that wrong is open, then openly it must be corrected, must be shown that this is liquor, and therefore don't touch it. Imagine if this is not respect the differences of opinions, ulama, don't tell them anything, I want to buy something there. What would have happened? If wrong is open, then must openly correct it. Otherwise it would mean, if you are walking with your family, right? For some work, you're walking and someone tries to flirt with your family. So then you mustn't correct because now you're stirring trouble. It's your family that is walking with you and someone is trying to interfere. Then this fitna, what will it amount to? It will amount to this, that don't stop and stir trouble. You can just say, you know what, I was just greeting her, and you mustn't be so narrow-minded. I'm greeting her, I know her, so I greeted her, so what's wrong with that? See, so someone is trying to be casual, or he's flirting, or he's contacting her on the WhatsApp, you remain quiet and say, no, you know, cause problems. You say, no, this is haram, not permissible, not allowed to be doing this type of thing, or telling. You don't want to worry about the consequence. Why? Because you're personal. Haram thing, but it was related to your personal self. So if it's related to deen is also a person. If you need that respect, deen does need that respect as well. You need respect, so doesn't deen need respect? If you need to respect and guard your integrity, then the integrity of deen also must be guarded. So if the wrong is done, and is done openly, then you correct that wrong. Doesn't know. He doesn't know, or he's being blatant, and we will definitely correct him. Let's give some examples, right? In the day of the Sahaba, you see Umar radiallahu anhu, and he's seeing, he's at the time of, he's about passing away. Maybe an hour or 2 hours before he passed away. He's badly wounded, and he's on his last. And one youngster comes to visit him in that state. And he's encouraging his Umar radiallahu anhu. And as he's leaving, Umar radiallahu anhu noticed that his trouser is below his ankle. So Umar Rabi'a, in that state, when he's passing away, in the state that he's passing away, he's wounded, and this person came to encourage him, give him some support, but he didn't hesitate in correcting him. He raised your trousers. So this is purer. In the sight of your Rabb also is purer. So in that state also, he didn't think about this being a cause of stirring fitna. He corrected the person. It's right, the wrong is done, and the wrong is being done openly. So the least we can do is when the wrong is taking place, then if it is a person that is within our influence, right, or friend, within our influence, or he's in our territory, like I got a property, he's in my place, right? He's on my territory, or he comes under my influence. So it's my territory, then my roof, my rules. If he did my roof, then you follow my rules. So if he's in your territory, or he comes under your influence, then it's correcting. In your territory, for example, if he's sitting and he's watching a movie, please, I don't allow this in the house. Tell him. You can't say, no, you're stirring trouble. You're doing it wrong, openly, and it's my territory. My roof, you will follow my rules. Like just as if that person was sitting in your yard, in your territory, in your property, and sipping wine, would you allow that? So, like you would stop wine, someone is watching a movie or something, you might, this is my yard, my property, this I don't allow here. You can't be practicing this here. You're not happy with this, then you can go. Whether it's your customer, whether it is your friend, whether it is a new person, whether it is an old person, some of these, you know, we take exception. We don't allow this fine here, so we don't allow this fine here. We don't allow this thing here. This few, the phone, or the few of the shaitan. You know? So we don't allow this here as well. So the phone, you look at it, so from one dimension, it looks like permissible. From the next dimension, it sounds impermissible because of the wrong that it contains, right? So the proofs are conflicting. One is showing something, one is showing something else. One is showing that it's right, and the other is showing that it's not right. The guidance of the hadith is that stay away, suspend view. Then don't experiment with that. من وقع في الشبهات وقع في الحرام. See, the hadith gives an example. It gives, you are grazing your sheep, right? So this is prohibited area. It's the area, for example, of the chief of the Indula. It's his. So that's not very, very precious property. Very respected property. Why? Because it belongs to the chief. If it belongs to the chief, then it must be respected. And he's grazing a sheep right on the border. What will happen? When it crosses over, then the chief will take it very seriously. By you trespassing, you're crossing to my property. So if you are grazing right there, then you will cross into haram. So therefore the hadith is saying, then don't cross, don't be grazing your animals there. It's the same words will be said in the Quran Sharif, تِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ فَلَا تَقْرَبُوهَا. The limits of Allah Ta'ala. Hudud, it's a limit. So the Quran is saying that فَلَا تَجَاوَزُوهَا, don't cross over. It's saying don't even come near it. تِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ فَلَا تَقْرَبُوهَا, don't even go close to it. When you go close to it, وَقَعَ فِي الْحَرَامِ. Same. Now, I just gave you one example, right? So you must apply this example to your personal life. If I'm free, I'm looking into a phone, and I'm Googling or whatever, right? I'm looking into permissible things. Right? How long it will take you to cross over into haram? Think to yourself. Right? Like here, if you're grazing your animal here, it's just minutes before you can cross over. So the same, if you're watching this thing here, how long it can take you to cross into haram? Within seconds, you just press a button and you're there. So what the Quran Sharif is saying? La taqrabuha. Don't even come close to it. Don't cross over. Don't even come close to it. So the type of haram that you can get involved. Same, sometimes it doesn't have to be a movie. It is some message. Right? And that message can be of different types. Sometimes it is a false rumor, right? It's a false rumor. And the rumor is being passed on to you. So you can't be a carrier of a false rumor. Otherwise, people say this person here, he is not a reliable person. He carries information that is not true. So you got it in your WhatsApp, and you passed it on to someone else. Now then you realize the thing was false. So you don't even have the heart to go and retract. In ja'akum fasiqun binaba'in fatabayyan. If news comes up, then go and investigate, find out properly. Don't just respond straight away. Respond straight away, you may fall into trouble. That news carries something, some article that this person here, he robbed your brother, right? Now, you didn't find out anything and you went and attacked him. You read the news and straight away you went and attacked someone. But later on, you discovered that the person was totally innocent. No crime. He didn't commit any crime. But you read that news and you responded straight away. I say, is that right? You read the news and straight away you responded. Or you had an evil opinion about the person. What is he up to? What's he doing? So you have that wrong opinion, you have suspicion of a person. Is that right? Istanibu kathiran min al-dhalim. So you either responded incorrectly, or you had entertained wrong opinions, suspicions. Then the translating, fatabayyin, investigate, inshallah. So whether you responded, or you entertained, you constructed a wrong suspicion about someone. I say, either of them, are they right? But where they stem from? So the attitude you must have nowadays, in the words of Anuji Muhammad Tari, is that ab to ulama ko bhi ulama ke saath zyada dosti nahi karni chahiye, zyada qareeb hai. Even ulama mustn't become too close to others, to other ulama also, because they don't know limits. If they don't know limits, then they'll talk about something, and now it's a friendship. When it's a friendship, I ask you, is it easy to stop the person in his tracks? He doesn't know limits, and he's not observing limits. They're discussing, and say, oh, they're making ghibat about this person here, right? Now, if they're making ghibat about this person here, you have a friendship with him. Can you stop him straight away? Does this happen or not? It happens. Now, where it stems from? See what Hazrat is saying, Ahmad Tariq. He's saying that you're going to become too friendly, Yada Talib. You become friendly, then you won't know your limits. If you won't know your limits, then he'll pass on some message to you. Right? Now, when he passes on the message, then you're going to be committing one of two gunas. Either you're going to respond incorrectly, or you're going to construct a wrong opinion about that person. I ask you, both of them, are they right? But you remain a little bit steady and firm, then become too friendly, then will he have the courage to tell you things? He won't. He won't just pass on anything to you. This person is a little bit too straight, we can't go too close to him. So they'll be very emotive. So they won't take a chance. But if you become over-friendly, then he takes a chance. And when he takes a chance, you become a victim. You become a victim either of responding incorrectly or of constructing a wrong opinion about someone. Either in ja'akum fasikum binaba'in, the bayinu, you didn't practice that, or you didn't practice istaribu kathiram min al-zhan. Both means irregular. And it will be even worse, you heard that thing, right? And you pass it on to the third person. Now the news was not verified as well. So then it became a scenario again. Either it was a buhtan, it was a false accusation you made against the person, right? وَلَا تَلْمِذُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ false accusation, slander, right? Or if it was a fact, it may be ghibat, right? وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا. See the multiple gunas that you can mix up in. But the multiple gunas you can mix up from where the source is from. Either two things, either the phone, or you become over-friendly. You're not too friendly, I don't say become rude, impolite, aggressive, or I don't say that. But by the same token, you don't become too friendly. أَحْبِبْ حَبِيبَةَ حَوْرَ اللَّهِ. Then, but just understand the limits. It's a different thing, but that friend is a wali, is a buzur. So he'll know his limits. And he'll know, inshallah, how to respond to a situation. Why? He's at that maqam. Right? There, if you had the friendship more than normal, then it's a different thing. But otherwise, when a person is got no rusukh in deen, he's not sound in deen, and then you have an additional relationship with him, too much of love for him, then he can take you, he can spin you around, right? You can get spun around, and you may not even realize that I'm getting spun around. You see this, for ishtanibu al-shubhat. Shubhat means where we are conflicting proofs for something. There is conflicting proofs, proofs for and proofs against. Then the directive of the hadith is ishtanibu, the stable. So if you stay, what happens? إِسْتَبْرَأَ لِدِينِهِ وَإِرْدِهِ. Two things you will get right. You will guard your deen and you will guard your respect. إِسْتَبْرَأَ لِدِينِهِ وَإِرْدِهِ. If the truth is right, one thing you will get right is your deen will be guarded. The second thing that you will get right, your respect will be guarded. It means when you are looking after all these type of doubtful areas, then your deen will be sound. When the deen is sound, then to do anything of deen becomes easy for you. Why a deen is sound? To read namaz, to read Quran Sharif, not to entertain any wrong, not to get involved in wrong speech, wrong works, wrong behavior, becomes easy. Otherwise, you start experimenting on all these things here, then deen works become difficult. Now you want to read Tahajjud, but it becomes very difficult. You read Quran Sharif, becomes difficult. Right? You want to abstain from wrong company, becomes difficult. So all these things become difficult. Why? Your deen got affected. So, and you guarded yourself from this, you guarded your deen. So deen being guarded, so to practice deen becomes easy. The same istabra'a li deenihi wa istabra'a li irdi. He guarded his deen, he guarded his respect. Now look at it. You're going to be acting on something that is of a doubtful character, right? Then you will lose your respect as well. You will lose your respect. You are driving a car and you see a young girl, right? She's standing on the side of the road. Now, you think to yourself, must I give her a lift or not? It was a man that you knew. You wouldn't have hesitated, must I give? Here you're thinking, that must I give her a lift or not? So it's two-sided. One is you're helping someone, right? And number two is you can get tempted to something wrong. Can't you? You are driving too alone in the car. And the hadith is saying that if you are secluding yourself with someone, then the third person is shaitan. If you are secluding, you are alone with someone who is there with you, now shaitan is with you. So don't you be secluded. At any time, a woman mustn't be secluded. See, for example, the women folk are gone, right, from the house. You know, the mama is in the house. And women folk are gone, there's nobody. They went for some wedding or something, they went, are gone, right? But the mama alone is at home. And now you alone, and some person comes to see you at that time, and he sees that there is little mama alone with you in that house. I ask you, is your respect maintained or not? Then think this person is going to be interfering. So he'll think, he did something. So if it is that you're coming home, then let the woman go, then let the mama go before you, before the baby. All are gone. Now you're coming, if your friend comes to see you, he won't have a doubt about you. And if it is that they went and she was alone, right, and then you came in. Now a friend comes to see you at that time, aren't you opening yourself to some type of suspicion? Now you're going to quote the verse, Istanibu Kathiran bin Hassan, and avoid suspicion. But now, have you fallen into a place of suspicion? You created a situation where people become suspicious. Why do you create that suspicion? Why do you create that? So you don't create a situation of suspicion. Right? Now you hear some type of a Sufi story. A Sufi story is not a proof. Right? Someone saw the Sheikh drinking something which appeared like a wine. Right? And he's kissing a young boy, very smart looking. So one person had a doubt about him. So that one person went away, the other person remained. So the Sheikh said, why didn't you go away? He said, no, I came not to see your action, to learn from you. I came to learn from you. I wasn't interested in all these things here. Now, then the Sheikh said, see, I'm drinking water. I'm drinking from this bottle here, that's all. It appears to be a wine bottle, but it is water. And this child that I'm kissing is my grandson. And now, well, you can't use this story as a proof. Where it is an isolated story, he knew that between him and Allah, what they did. But you're not supposed to be acting in a suspicious manner. Why do you act, why do you behave in a suspicious manner? Not supposed to be. So you're losing your respect. See? That's why, اِتَّقُوا مَوَادِيَتُهُمْ. Areas of suspicion, you avoid. Some Sufi did this, don't speak about him. Right? Why he did that and all that, that's a different thing. So amongst them, there is one group, they call them Malamatiya. They call them Malamatiya. Now, Malamatiya, what they do, is they see that we are attracting a lot of attention. Right? And they don't want to become popular. Why? What's happening now? They're attracting attention. People are coming to them, and a lot of time is going around that. So because I've done work, now they're attracting a lot of attention. When they're attracting a lot of attention, they do something like this. When they do something like this, then they turn people away. They don't get attracted to us. So that's the intention. But this is not a Shari'i proof. And you can't quote this in a bayan. Sometimes you find someone, a novice, he just heard something and says, don't have suspicion. And he quoted this story here. I ask you, is that the right thing to do on a Jummah platform or in a public public address? Is it the right thing to talk about? They can't understand it. He's a Malamitiya group. The majority of the Sufi Ikram don't approve of this behavior. Although they will not condemn him seriously, but they don't approve. It's not the right thing. It will create suspicion. Like I said, the ladies are gone, right? And the mama is alone in the house. And you walked in, right? And your friend comes and knocks, and he sees you with the young mama. And so you're creating suspicion. Right? He may not say something, but his mind will get working. So what's he doing alone? So, istanzihu ani shubhat. So, shaitan will come in two ways. One way is shubhat. And shubhat, I told you, with this conflicting proofs. Anything is conflicting proofs. So, when there's conflicting proofs in anything, then you will just stay away, keep away. So, because the hadith is saying istanzihu. And the Quran is saying, تلك حدود الله. There comes the limit of Allah Ta'ala. So, don't even come close to it. Not cross over it, but don't even come close to it. You know, you'll get into this, in no moments you'll get into harm. So don't come even close to it. So, what you will get, I said, there are two things. Istabra'a lidini, the deen will be guarded safe. So you practice it nicely, there'll be a good environment in your house, there'll be love and understanding, there'll be harmony. You're not doing anything that is suspicious. You're not falling into suspicious areas, right? Like for example, you got a phone, right? Say for something, some reason you had to have a phone. So there's total transparency on your phone. Wife can check up, your son can check up, anybody can check up on the phone. Right? So, alright, there's one level of security. There's total transparency, anybody can check. The password, everybody knows the password, there's no secret password. And so, anybody can get into it, can see it. So now, if you have it like that, I ask you, will there be any problem at all? So now, generally you have to say, the right thing is not to have a phone. But if it is now someone on business interest, let's grab it, then total transparency, absolute. Password is known by the child, by the mother, everybody knows it. They can go see for hours, and you will feel relaxed. If they see it, you will feel relaxed, you will not feel apprehensive. I don't, let's hope they don't get into this thing. Let's hope they don't get into this thing yet. You don't feel apprehensive. So there's no ghibat inside there, there's no gossip in there, there's no wrong information, there's no movies, there's no porn, nothing, absolutely. So now, if your child or your wife sees it, you're comfortable, you're relaxed, you're not falling into an area of doubt. So the one thing that you save is deen. So now then your deen becomes pleasant. You feel nice, you feel happy, you feel comfortable. Istabra'a lideen. And second thing, when your deen is safe, then to practice deen becomes nice. Your home becomes like a jannat environment. You're happy, comfortable, children got time with you, you don't have any type of doubt about you. Otherwise, they don't feel secure. The wife doesn't feel secure. Children don't feel secure. They don't feel nice. Your seniority, they can't say anything, but they don't feel comfortable. And the second thing that you get, istabra'a li'irdi, your respect is also guarded. My father is a respectable man. He does his business nicely. He doesn't flirt around. He doesn't get into ghibat, gossip, wrong type of information, spreading, disseminating. He doesn't get into that. Apne kaam se kaam. And he doesn't look at wrong things. So the child, or the wife, or your friends, they look at you with respect. Now this requires, in the words of Hazrat Ji Ahmad Tari, that even amongst the learned, you can't become too friendly. And I gave you the reason why you became too friendly, then that person doesn't know his borders. When he doesn't know his borders, he's crossing over. Right? Making ghibat, gossiping, watching a movie. Right? Now when he's too friendly with you, you don't have the heart to stop him. When you don't have the heart, because when you're feeling I'm going to stop him, then I will compromise my relationship. So one is the deen and one is your friendship. So you will either compromise your deen or your friendship. So if you had that attitude, don't become too close. When you don't become too close, then he knows his limits, you know your limits. You know your limits, he knows his limits. تِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ فَلَا تَقْرَبُوهَا. So they know their own experience. They know this man here is a kosher, in halal. Everything that he does is permissible, halal. There's nothing that's doubtful in his character, in his behavior, in his ways. There's no flaw. You don't see any flaw in him. So you have guarded your deen, you have guarded your respect. Allah Ta'ala.